ASU and Oregon, Saturday night, late start, 8:30 Phoenix time kickoff from Autzen Stadium. Big game for the Sun Devils as they want to stay in the driver's seat in the Pac-12 South. Here to talk about it with us from SunDevilSource.com, the editor, Chris Cartman, joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. What's up, Chris?
Hey, doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you ever expect that this ASU-Oregon game would have this much weight for the Sun Devils at any point this season?
Well, no, but I did think ASU would do better than the general consensus out there. I picked ASU to finish third in the Pac-12 South, but I thought maybe ASU would be 4-5 or 5-4 in the conference, but you couldn't really have anticipated that the South as a whole would be this poor.
Yeah.
It's been a really bad year.
Going back to when you did pick them to finish third, when you were at Pac-12 Media Day, did you get grief for that? I mean, when you guys compare votes, did people say, what are you thinking, picking ASU third?
A little bit. It was more so curiosity, like what are we not seeing from other people? And I really think that there was a big Herm bias, like as if Herm Edwards was going to come in and, you know, start making these huge, you know, missteps. And ASU had too many pieces coming back to be considered a team that would win two or three games or something like that. And they've been in a lot of close games and they've lost some, but they've gone on a good run here of late.
All right, let's talk about the evolution of the offense, because it feels to me like these two teams might be trending in different directions. Not that that means anything in a very wacky Pac-12 season, but it looks like the offense has real balance now, and this offensive line has grown in ways that I'm not sure a lot of people thought. Your thoughts on the evolution of them?
I think you're making a great point there, Dan. Essentially, what happened is Herm Edwards trusted Rob Likens at the outset to put the offense together in the way that he had envisioned it. And then after they lost to San Diego State, they sort of collectively realized we need to go in a little bit of a different direction. They started putting in a lot of the gap scheme runs that got, you know, Benjamin really going, starting against Washington and then in subsequent weeks. And then they realized, okay, we have to actually build off of this now with a lot more play actions, bootlegs, and things that are more quick hitting in our passing game. And they started to build that in, I think, really around the bye week. It seemed to take hold. And so it's been a multi-stage phasing in that led to ASU possessing the ball 12 minutes in the fourth quarter of the Utah win. And then last week against UCLA, they had an eight-minute scoring drive, which was their longest of the season in the fourth quarter. So really they are operating as effectively as they have all season here in the last few weeks.
Chris Cartman, the editor of SunDevilSource.com, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. One of the concerns for ASU, obviously, is the health of N'Keal Harry. He's been nicked up a couple times in the last few games. Is there any update on his status or his health level going into this game on Saturday, Chris?
Well, Herm Edwards was emphatic that N'Keal Harry is going to play. He didn't do anything on Tuesday, actually came out, tried to give it a go, seemed to be testing out some heavily taped ankles and pulled the plug on it right away. Then Wednesday, we didn't see him at all out there. Thursday is really more of a glorified walkthrough with a lot of special teams. He was out there, but I don't know exactly how much that he was able to participate. But I do believe he's going to play, and there was nothing in the UCLA game that looked like any sort of a serious injury, so it was a little bit surprising. But that's something that we're definitely going to have to watch, in addition to a couple guys in the secondary, Jalen Harvey and DeMonte King, who are both playing through pain tolerance type injuries.
All right, the loss of Merlin Robertson for a half, how do you think that's going to affect the team? Do you think maybe the fact that it happened early last week that jarred the defense a little bit but got them used to maybe playing without him will help, or how do you think that's going to impact this game?
Well, the main thing really is that it's a call to J.J. Wilson that he's needed. And he got in trouble before the season even started due to a disciplinary issue, missed a couple games, and he came back and played in three games and then hurt his ankle. And before the season, Antonio Pierce, ASU's linebackers coach, was saying that he should be an all-league caliber player, and that just hasn't materialized. Now, the new NCAA rule allows him to play in no more than four games and still redshirt. He has one more game available. So there's a possibility that he plays in this game, and I think he's going to start, actually, and play some Merlin Robertson and still preserve another year of eligibility if he doesn't play subsequent to this. But they just need him to play to his capability. If he does so, he really shouldn't actually be much of a drop-off from Merlin Robertson. Yeah. And he looked healthy to me in the last couple of weeks in practice. Elsewhere, Tyler Johnson's really coming into his own as a redshirt freshman linebacker. He's made a couple of big plays in each of the last few games. And Darian Butler, for a freshman, has a lot of reps under his belt now, and he's doing quite well.
Chris Cartman, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Looking at the opponent, Chris, I mean, what's your take on Oregon at this point? Obviously, the Pac-12 North has been of better quality, but they've had an up and down season themselves with a first year head coach. What is your take on them going into this game?
Well, I think recruiting let them down the last couple years because they don't have enough skill players to surround Justin Herbert. He's a great talent, but really they have Dylan Mitchell, who's a very good receiver that they creatively try to get the ball to as many times as they can. But other than that, their surrounding talent is pretty average. And they've had some injuries with their offensive line. I thought they'd be a little bit further along. Structurally, they've changed a little bit this year under the coaching staff, and it seems to be a transitional year in that respect. Not as much of the up-tempo and not as much of the misdirections, zone reads and RPO stuff in their passing game. And then defensively, I really thought they'd be further ahead in the second year under Jim Leavitt because he was such a good coordinator at Colorado, but they haven't taken that step from year one to year two. And now there's like some rumblings up there that Mario Cristobal is not really extremely happy with the way things are going defensively with Jim Leavitt. And so that's a whole other thing to watch. And they've had a bunch of injuries as well. It seems like when Oregon plays well, you know it right away.
Yeah.
Like you know it in the first quarter.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right. Of all the different climate changes, weirdness of this game, playing at night after three straight day games, the dark, the weather, the wet, the cold, all of it, how much of that is a factor and what makes you apprehensive about this game if you're ASU?
I think it matters. Not so much the night game, but playing in the cold in the Pacific Northwest, ASU's really struggled. I think they've only won three times in Oregon going back over 20 years. And certainly Oregon had a rolling and was doing great under Chip Kelly, so that skews it a little bit. But ASU fans remember just what it's been like going up there and taking some tough losses. That 2014 game, Oregon State, when it was really cold as an example. I think it's about mental toughness and it's about being focused on what's ahead of you and not thinking about a lot of that external stuff that's outside of your control and having good habits. So this is a good test, I think, in that respect for Herm Edwards early on in his tenure. And they can't worry about what happens in the other games. That's another thing. It's like people are talking about the Utah-Colorado earlier in the day. Well, and ASU is going to know what it needs to do by the time it kicks off. And then you have Arizona-Washington State playing at the same time. If you distract yourself with those things, I think that can hurt you more than help you.
Yeah. Chris, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time, man.
My pleasure. Thanks
a lot. Thanks. Chris Cartman, editor of SunDevilSource.com, our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, Coulter on Camelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com.